Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6. In continuation of the discussion regarding the Musaf Amida, the Musaf Shemona Esrei recited on Rosh Hashanah, we discussed that there are three themes which are mentioned in the Musaf Amida. The first is Malchios, is the kingship of God. The second is the theme of Zichronos, that God remembers everything. And the third is Shofros, the theme of the shofar. And what we do essentially is we recite in the Amida the verses that discuss these themes. So this Mishnah tells us, Mishnah 6, Ein pochas in me'eser malchios, we cannot mention fewer than 10 verses that discuss the kingship of God. Me'asar zechronos, we can't say less than 10 verses regarding God's remembrance. And me'asar shofros, 10 verses regarding the blowing of the shofar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Im amar shalosh mikulan yatsa. If someone recited 3 verses regarding each subject, which would be a total of 9 verses, you fulfill your obligation. The Mishnah continues, Ein maskirin zichron malchus v'shofar shal paranius. When we mention these three themes, we never mention verses that are in the context of some form of a calamity or negativity that has occurred for the Jewish people. The Maschol b'Torah, and we also, when we mention the 10 verses for each subject, we begin with verses that are from the Torah, from the Chumash, from the 5 books of Moshe. Omashlon b'Navi, and we conclude the later verses are from the Nevi'im, from the prophets. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that im hishlon b'Torah, that if you concluded the last verse from the Torah, where you go back, the first verses are from the Torah, the next verses are from the Nevi'im, the prophets, and you go back and you say a verse from the Torah, yatsa, you fulfill your obligation as well. Mishnah 7. Ha'over lefnei hateva, one who is leading the service, b'yomtov shel Rosh Hashanah, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, hasheni maskia, the second one is the one who blows. In other words, he's saying that the one who leads the service for Shachris, for the morning service, he's not the one who blows the shofar. The shofar is blown after the reading of the Torah, when we have the next chazan who leads the Musaf service. The main point that the Mishnah is bringing out is that the blowing of the shofar takes place during Musaf and not during Shachris. Uvishas ha-halel, and on other holidays, when we recite the halel, which is the segment of prayer of praise to Hashem, harishon makre es ha-halel. The first person, the first chazin, the one leading Shachris, is the one who leads the halal. And in fact, that's what we do. We always recite halal right after the Shachris Shemoneh Esrei.